unscripted, unshackled, uncouth. What you're about to hear is for mature ears only. It's Miguel.
Ricky.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're a dumbass. Have a wonderful day, okay? Bye-bye now.
Holly.
I finally got boobs and a butt back.
And Scotty the Body.
Am I not as cool and good-looking as I think I am?
The Miguel and Holly Uncensored Podcast.
No, my tongue feels too big today.
Only from Hot 101.5.
Give me Kit Kat or give me death.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
Welcome. We are back after a little Memorial Day long weekend. We're back at it daily.
Hey, yeah, we are.
A little mini vacay. We have a really important conversation coming up here in just a little bit about Holly. We've talked about it on the podcast before, your TMS therapy.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get to that here in just a little bit and talk to someone from there. But first, I wanted to go over some of the reviews that you all have been leaving on the Miguel and Holly Uncensored podcast, which you can listen on Apple Podcasts. And now Google Play, Alexa, Spotify.
Tons of places.
So just make sure to leave us reviews and please rate when you can and subscribe. This one was left by B-Bar85, a trio that truly meshes well.
Mm.
Miguel, Holly, and Scotty are so well connected. Their daily podcast has been a light at the end of the cabin fever tunnel.
Oh, that's so nice to say.
We have another one from Pratco. You guys are a great team. Love your broadcast. Listen all the time. I feel like I know you. Thanks and keep up the good upbeat attitude. Stan Pratt. And then I don't remember if I read this one. This was earlier in the month. It says, this is from JT68. I found the morning show around January 2020. Started listening to the podcast about 2 weeks ago. I've binged so many episodes of this podcast. There's a reason for it. The conversation had here are conversations that I have with close friends and family. I feel like I'm sitting around the table with them and sometimes find myself answering the questions they ask or adding thoughts to what they're saying. There is a level of sophistication and humor that goes throughout this podcast. Miguel, Holly, and Scott entertain so well, and they are a great team. To find a crew that seems to click like they do is rare. I love the show, I love the podcast, and I love this team like they are family. Keep up the great work.
Oh, we love you!
So thank you so much for that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Scott, thoughts?
I mean, that's extremely... It's cool to see that it's like... You have a comforting feel in a podcast or a show because I think when you take on any like creative outlet, that's your goal and that's your hope. And I think a lot of the times if you do have an outlet, like I'm diving into what I want to do on my own, on like whether it's creating a vlog or a podcast, just doing my own thing. And you get stuck in your head of like, oh, am I going to be able to connect? Should I have this specific topic? But a lot of the times we just kind of talk and things flow naturally,
yeah,
as a normal conversation would. And it's cool to see that it's like, that's exactly how it's being picked up. It's not like, oh, this is boring. It's like, no, like, I feel like I'm just sitting around talking with friends. And that's, in my mind, how a podcast should be.
Right, right. There are all sorts of kind of different podcasts. And so thank you for everyone that does take the time to listen and leave us reviews and whatnot. We really appreciate it. We all had a Memorial Day weekend. Holly, how was yours?
It was good. I mainly love it because I got to sleep in. I didn't have the normal cloak of responsibility on, although it was there kind of woven throughout. We had some dodgy times. Like my mom, I wasn't at, let me think what day it was. So we took off Thursday and Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I was at my house Thursday night, and then Friday night there was a bad storm that came through Pinellas County, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wasn't at home that night. I was at my person's house, and my mom, like, freaked out.
Oh.
Oh, man.
And was, like, calling me and was upset and was yelling at me, and I was scared, and I was like, what the bleep is happening here?
Was she, like, mad at you for not being there?
Yeah, but I think it was more just mad in general, and yeah. I got the brunt of it. But then the next day, you know, when I called her, and she was like, you know, I felt like I had felt when I was in the nursing home.
Mm.
She's like, I don't know why I acted like that. Hmm. And I was like, well, that's something to bring up with your therapist.
Yes.
Because it stressed me out bad. Like, mm-hmm. It put me back in that place, too, because she was like, it was just irrational. And so it's just a lot going on. So that was like a hurdle. And then, you know, the weekend was good. Did some pool time. And I had a Harry Potter weekend, which it just so happened that they were doing a Harry Potter marathon on TV as well.
Oh.
So I was able to, like, watch some of those. But it was great. So I had a good weekend of just being around the house or my person's house.
Scott?
My weekend was fantastic. I was getting pretty maybe my shoulders are a little tight by the end of last week before we got to take a couple days off. Because it was like, had to get a couple things done for the show, and then also like my girlfriend's birthday was this past weekend, and I try to keep raising the bar. Like, I've been with her for, you know, now we're about to be 4 years in, and it's like, I don't want to get to a place where it's like, I'm just kind of just going through the motions, and I'm always trying to like throw in new things and just challenge myself to honestly just be better. And so I took it upon myself to do something special for her Friday, where I wanted to surprise her with a picnic, and I wanted to surprise her at a friend's apartment, and I didn't know how it was going to work. I didn't know what was going to happen, but all of it went smoothly, and she loved it, and it had the impact that I wanted it to have, and I got to just hang out with her and her family all weekend long to just celebrate her Memorial Day weekend and just have barbecues and hanging out. So it was perfect, and it's kind of getting to the point now, because I guess we've been having this podcast ever since the pandemic happened, and I went up and I picked my girlfriend up from Virginia, where she goes to dental school, and I brought her back down here. Well, now we're on the other end of it, where now she's about to start getting ready to head back to Virginia.
Oh.
And June 19th is the date.
Oh, so we have a date.
We have a date. And
less than a month.
When I hit the road yesterday to go back home, finally after like literally like 4 days of like me and just her and her family, I got all up in the feels, eyes watery. Like, I'm like, damn, like you forget for a second that, you know, when she goes back, it's pretty much like, all right, I'm putting on my battle armor. Like, here we go. A new set of, you know, chapters to come. And it's just hard because I've gotten used to her being here, and it's been so nice. And I know it's like, as much as you could plan for, like, when you're in a distance relationship, you're like, yeah, we're going to have phone calls and things are going to be great. Like, it's literally like looking into the darkness, like, all right, let's see what happens next.
Yeah.
Yeah, because life gets busy and
it
stuff happens.
Really busy. I know, because she's been, like, obviously they haven't been able to do their normal workload in dental school while they've been away and doing it online. It's going to, like, double.
Oof.
And so if she was busy before, you're going to be more busy. So it's just, you know, we'll be fine. It's just the harder thing is, like, now I'm going to miss so much of those cherishing moments and when you're able to rekindle. And that's what it was this weekend. It's like, it just felt like no steps were missed, like before she even left. And that feels good. And it just sucks to see that it's like in less than a month, here we go again. And who knows when she's going to be back or when I'm going to be able to make another trip back up there. So that's becoming really real. But the weekend was great.
But it was great. It was so much fun.
It was fun.
It was like so fun that it got me in the feels because it was so fun.
Right.
I think what you're going to have to brace yourself for too this time around when your girlfriend leaves is that when she left, you were in the throes of gaining momentum here at the radio station, and you were doing events, and you had your side hustle, and you were busy all the time. And so now you're going to, I mean, you know, because who knows how long we're still going to be on not doing events for the time being.
Yeah.
So you're going to be sitting around a lot, and she's going to be busy, and you're going to be like, hey, and she's going to be like, sorry, I'm studying. So you're just going to have to brace yourself for that, which there's no way to do it. But I feel like if you're able to say it out loud, you at least realize that that's going to be a part of your reality. So it's not like a total blindside, because you know what to expect now.
Oh, yeah.
From when she went to dental school. And so now it's like, just be prepared for it.
Yeah, that's something I'll probably talk to her about. Just to, like, if we could both be on the same page, that it's like, I might have a little, like, a moment in that 2 week period of getting back used to that normal. Like, yeah, I'm probably, like, I already know myself. I'm probably going to be feeling a little jealous when you're hanging out with your friends up there.
Yeah.
I'm going to be feeling jealous when we're not able to talk anymore. Just be ready, because that side's going to come out, and then I'll adjust.
Yeah.
I'll even out.
At least she knows.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, I don't like those feelings much, but.
Well, just know if you ever need to vent, the podcast is here.
Okay,
no,
Miguel trying to get content out of this poor man's life struggle.
All right, so let's seg into what we have to talk about today. Holly, you want to set this up, like get him on the phone?
Yeah, so basically what we'd like to launch into is, at least for the next 5 weeks or so, sort of a mental health Monday. And I don't know if we're going to call it that. And, of course, today's not Monday, but we have Memorial Day this week. So we're calling Dr. Nate Upshaw with NeuroSpa TMS. And we've had him on the podcast before to talk about the therapy that I've been doing and how it could help you.
Hello?
Dr. Upshaw, it's Miguel, Holly, and Scotty. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Wonderful. We are doing the podcast and so excited to sort of launch into the second phase of conversations with
you
about the therapy that Holly's been going through. So we're going to focus on something different every week.
Right, because, I mean, obviously you don't want to talk about the same thing ad nauseum and get sick of it. But, I mean, keep in mind, we have all been kind of collectively going through something. And some people are experiencing it worse than others. And when you say things like, oh, we're all in this together, yes, but also no, because mm-hmm. everyone is reacting to and experiencing the pandemic differently. And so I've had some conversations with Dr. Upshaw and the team at NeuroSpa TMS over the past few weeks about how Tampa Bay has been particularly affected by what's going on with the pandemic. And apparently it's not just me thinking so, and it's not even just Dr. Upshaw thinking so. There's research that's been done that says, what are people in Tampa Bay Googling? What are people looking for help with their mental health? And a lot of it comes down to, I'm having this bout of depression that I've noticed creep in, or I'm having this bout of anxiety that I haven't either dealt with in a while or maybe ever. And how can I treat this without medication? Because that's a whole big different road that you want to go down. So Dr. Upshaw, I kind of sort of already explained that, you know, over the next 5 weeks or so, we'd have you on once a week to talk about some aspect of mental health. And today, I think the biggest question is that people have in Tampa Bay, how do you help something like depression without medication? And that's exactly what TMS therapy is. So we figured you could speak on what it is and how, in layman's terms for us, it works for depression.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you hit on so many important topics there, just kind of leading up to the whole TMS thing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we are seeing an uptick, you know, for me personally, you know, obviously I see people who are struggling with mental health problems to begin with. And there's just no doubt that people who are, you know, struggling with chronic mental health problems are doing a little bit worse on the whole right mm-hmm. now. I mean, I've seen it in both of my practices. Everyone is just struggling a little bit more. And they don't even say, oh, it's because of the coronavirus or not. It's just kind of, they just say, I don't know why. It just seems like things are a little bit worse. So it's definitely an important topic to kind of see, you know, how do we treat depression? How do we treat anxiety? And kind of what's new out there? You know, because things are very different in mental health. My colleagues and I just always talk about how exciting it is to be a psychiatrist right now, because we have so many new treatments out there that weren't around 10 years ago. And TMS is one of those. And, you know, if you hadn't heard of TMS before, it's really kind of a hard thing to wrap your mind around, because it's such a different approach.
Right.
To treating depression.
And it seems, if you've never heard of it, it kind of seems like a little out there, right? Mm. I mean, it just seems like, wait, you want to do what? So, and by the way, I think I forgot to set this up. Dr. Upshaw is a psychiatrist.
Right.
And he's got his own practice.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. And he works also with NeuroSpa TMS. So, like he says, his two practices. I don't know if you want to give just a little backstory on how you came to be here, but the basics of it would be how we get to TMS.
Right. Yeah. So I am a board certified psychiatrist, and I see patients and still do prescribe medications. But really what I'm passionate about is TMS. And TMS, it stands for transcranial magnetic stimulation. And it just sounds kind of like an out there thing, but we're basically using magnetic pulses to stimulate specific areas of the brain to kind of reset the brain functioning. But I tell people, we actually know a lot more about how TMS works than medication. Because medications, they affect very basic neurotransmitters like serotonin, and they affect it all over the brain and all over the body.
Mm.
So we take them, and if we're lucky, you know, they work well and they hit the areas we're kind of looking for. But at this point with neuroscience, we have really mapped out the areas of the brain that are out of sync when someone's depressed, and it's very consistent. So if you put 1,000 people in a functional MRI who are depressed, their brain is not communicating with itself in a very predictable way. And if you compare that to someone who's not suffering from depression, their brain looks very different. And so we actually know the areas that we want to treat in order to restore normal brain functioning. And the TMS is able to target those specific areas with magnetic pulses. And what happens is if you have a strong enough magnetic field, it actually causes the brain underneath to fire. So it's kind of like the brain is using its own energy to fire and reestablish circuitry, and you're using a magnetic field to do so. So magnetic field means there's no pain, there's no side effects, there's no toxicity. In fact, this treatment is so safe that when we train on it, we actually practice on each other. So I've never taken Prozac to see how it feels or to practice, but this is so safe that when you practice, it's actually completely safe. To use on yourself or to practice with a colleague.
I think that was the biggest question that I had going in, and I'm sure you get this question a lot, because since I've been talking about the fact that I've been getting TMS therapy, people will slide up in my DMs and are like, hey, you know what? I hear you talk about it and I want to look into this, but I'm sorry, are you getting magnetic pulses on your brain?
Is that safe?
What is that? Is it weird? Does it feel weird? Does it make you do weird things? And I'm like, no and no, and it's awesome, and just try it. So it's like, it seems crazy, but it's not.
If you want to kind of, as a starting place, it uses the same kind of technology that we use for MRI. So basically, you're exposing yourself to the same type of thing with MRI. So there's no radiation. It's not like a CT scan or an X-ray. It's just using magnetic fields, which we've been using in MRIs. And actually, this technology of stimulating the brain with magnetic fields has been around since 1985 for like research purposes. It's been used since the 90s for depression. And again, it has been studied. It's covered by every major insurance, including Medicare. It's been FDA cleared since 2008. This is not a new thing. This has been studied extensively and found to be completely safe, no toxicity with it. But if people want to kind of have a frame of reference, kind of think about it like a lower dose of an MRI, and we're able to focus that field. And instead of using it to develop an image on the screen, we're using it to actually focus in on a spot on the brain and actually cause the brain to fire at that spot. And so again, it's safe. It doesn't hurt. And you know, there's no toxicity or side effects to it.
Right.
When do you know that this is an option that you should look into? Like, what's the difference between I'm just feeling kind of run down because I've been working from home and I've been working a lot later than normal, or I got kids and I'm trying to be teacher and worker and taker care of home and professional chef. You're having to do all those things and I'm just feeling a little run down, as opposed to I don't want to get out of bed daily. So between those sort of two extremes.
And those are that's the thing, though. Those are extremes, because you can fall anywhere in the middle of that.
Absolutely. So if you're talking about those two extremes, when do you decide this is an option that I should look into?
Right. So first of all, a good rule of thumb for saying, hey, I need to get some help, is if you're feeling the same way kind of every day, and you're not able to get out of it. So, you know, it's really interesting. The research is showing us that depression isn't a problem with depression. It's a problem that your brain is stuck in that state all the time. So it's normal to have maybe a down day or to feel a little depressed. That's good to have that range of feeling. You wouldn't want to not be able to feel depressed, right, if something happened.
Right.
Depressed people, though, they're not able to get out of that frame of mind. It's an emotion that gets kind of locked in and stuck, and the thought patterns get stuck, too. So what we're really looking in psychiatry these days is the idea of neuroplasticity, that your brain can change and it can experience a wide range of emotions and thoughts. So if you're locked in the same way of feeling and thinking day after day and you can't snap out of it, that's the time you want to look at to getting some help. And so, you know, what I say in terms of TMS is that it's safer and more likely to work than a prescription of Prozac. So if you're thinking about getting some help or seeing someone like a counselor or getting some medication, TMS therapy, clinically speaking, is completely appropriate and is probably safer than medication. Now, with that being said, insurance covers this, but depending on what plan you have, sometimes they'll have wanted you to try medication first. And so, you know, if you're interested at all, you can call us up at NeuroSpa TMS, or you can Google us, and just reach out. But I think in terms of the rule of thumb, what you're asking is if you're stuck in the same state of mind, same thought pattern day after day, and it's not getting better, you're not quote unquote snapping out of it. Mm. That's the time to seek some help. And communicating with us is great. Going to see a counselor. I've always already given you guys this site a couple of times, but psychologytoday.com is an amazing resource. You just put in your zip code and it shows you every therapist and psychiatrist, neurospa is on there as well, that's in your area. So it's a great place if you've never gotten mental health treatment before to kind of explore. They've got pictures of the therapist. They've got little descriptions of what they do. That's a really good resource.
Holly, mm-hmm. you've been doing this now for 3 months?
No. Okay. Well, here's how it works. So you go in for a set amount of treatments. It's not like ongoing. You don't just go for like a year.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say I started right at the onset of the pandemic, which was probably a good time considering everything was about to break loose. And then I went for the next, I don't know how long it was, maybe 4 to 6 weeks, but I had 18 treatments. And so I would say for me around, and again, and maybe Dr. Upshaw can answer this better, but for me about 2 weeks in, because I was having about 3 treatments a week,
mm-hmm.
so maybe about my 6th or 7th treatment, I just felt better. I just felt better. I just felt like, and I describe this, and I think that other people have used this to describe depression lifting, but it's like you're sort of in a fog,
right.
And then suddenly it's like the fog cleared a little bit, and you're like, oh, wait a minute. I don't need to just focus on the fact that I have so much responsibility at home that is dragging me down, and it's like a marathon just to get to the end of the day. Now it's like, oh, well, this isn't so bad, you know? I don't need a nap because I feel like I'm going to just pass out anyway.
Right.
I feel better. And so, obviously, it's very, personalized to you and what you need, but it's used for a few different things. And what mine, my treatment was sort of for a combination of anxiety and depression. And that's more something that's been happening to me within the last 5 years or so, especially with my mom having gone through like the brain tumor and she had surgery and it was just this huge just mess. That's when my anxiety really started to kick in and I just felt like I couldn't handle things. To make it any clearer, I just couldn't handle it. So for me, the anxiety and depression treatment, it felt like I was lighter in general. Is that about something that's normal, Dr. Upshaw?
Yeah, and so you're describing exactly what I was talking about with the neuroplasticity. So you experienced all of this stuff and your brain just got kind of locked in with this, you know, pattern of like worry and depression and anxiety, and that's fine, but you couldn't get out of that and experience other states of mind. And so when you got the treatment, you had a really good response to the treatment. And so a lot of people do. And that's really my big thing. We're trying to promote this treatment. And the reason we started NeuroSpa is because, you know, this isn't a miracle cure that's going to work for every single person, right? But there are so many people out there who've been struggling with anxiety and depression who would benefit from this, and they don't even know that it exists. And
right.
So to me, this is a mainstream treatment that's FDA cleared, covered by every insurance plan. And, you know, there's thousands of people walking around the Tampa Bay area that don't even know this exists and is an option for them. So that's kind of where I'm coming from. And for to have someone like you who has been very open with how you've been feeling, go through it and see that it works and kind of say, hey, guys, this isn't crazy stuff. It's so great that you've been willing to share this.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad to get the word out because it's so important to talk about mental health. And,
yes.
And Miguel, you know, we've always been pro talking about things, even back, 5, 6, 7 years ago?
Oh, yeah.
About all the trials and tribulations, because our show is very, it's us. I mean, we put on like a little extra 10%, but it's us. You know, you get our true people, who we are, and we've been through some stuff.
Yeah.
Death and divorce and breakups and family issues, and during that time, you're going to run into some, you know, ugly things.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like more people should be willing to open themselves up to get help, even if they think, you know, well, there's just, I'm just going to keep moving along.
Right.
Well, don't. Don't do that.
You shouldn't live that way.
That's not a pleasant way to live.
Dr. Upshaw, I'm curious about what you have felt, and obviously nothing specific because you're a doctor and you can't be like, well, Susan said, but just sort of like the general feeling of what you've been seeing some of your patients feel with everything going on with the pandemic. Like, are people starting to feel even more stressed? Because I feel like there's been some confusion about, do you go out in public? Do you not go in public? If you do, wear a mask, but don't. And then people are feeling judged by coworkers and family members for actually going out. So I just feel like there's so many different emotions that we're going through right now. Are you getting like a feel for what may be the overarching feel?
Yeah. And so, I've got somewhat of a skewed sample size because, again, most of the people I talk to every day have mental health stuff that they've been through and they get treatment for it. But, amongst those people, Ollie and I were talking about this the other day. It's like that fable of the frog boiling in the water. It doesn't know that the water is boiling until it's already cooked.
Yeah.
And it's just like the temperature of the water has just been going up and up. And, again, I've been surprised that most of the people who aren't doing as well, when I talk to them, they don't say, oh, yes, I'm stressed because of this or that. They're just like, I'm just doing worse and I don't know why. And I'm like, well, do you think it's because of all the stress that's been going on and the fact that, you don't have your job right now that you can go to? And they won't specifically point to that. It's just like everything is just a little bit more stressful now. And it's like the temperature of the seawater and the icebergs melting and things like that. It only takes a half a degree or a degree. And all of a sudden, everyone's mental health is just a lot worse. And that to me has been the biggest take home of all of this is that, there's just this underlying pervasive stress that's been present for months now. And everyone's kind of adapted to it. But at the same time, it's triggering a lot of people to just be doing worse in general. And they don't even really realize it.
Wow. I think this is so important if you're listening to this and maybe, you're new to the podcast and you haven't had an opportunity to listen to when we've had Dr. Upshaw on earlier during the pandemic when we were just trying to get all the resources we could out.
At that point, we didn't even know what to expect at all.
No, not at all. And we still don't. I feel like we're still just sort of swimming in the abyss right now, not knowing where it's going to take us, what land we're going to find. But I think it's important to arm yourself with these sort of tools so you can be ready for whatever is next because we don't know.
Right.
We're living in time right now because I've always said that as an adult, I feel like you sort of get on this sort of hamster wheel and you're running and you're running and you're running until you get off and you're not running anymore. And so right now, the hamster wheel and the cage is open and we have no clue where it's going to go.
Who moved my cheese?
We don't know.
That's all of us.
And right so now. I feel like having all of these tools at your disposal will only help as we are trying to figure out where to go next with this. So thank you so much for providing these sort of resources for us.
Mm-hmm.
How do people get into contact with you if they want to explore these options?
Yeah. So the take home point, I would say for two things, if you're looking for help in general, the psychologytoday.com is a great resource. If you're interested in learning more about TMS, NeuroSpa TMS, if you just Google NeuroSpa TMS, you can end up on our website. We got tons of resources on there. So if anyone is feeling like they need to get help, that they're just stuck in that state of mind, they can't snap out of it, those two things, psychologytoday.com and NeuroSpaTMS.com.
Dr. Upshaw, thank you so much.
Yes,
and
thank you.
We will talk to you next week.
Yes.
It was great talking with you guys, as always. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day.
All right. Bye, guys.
Such a wealth of knowledge right there.
I love him. He's just so good at explaining things, and he's got these good analogies, and he helps me normalize what I'm feeling. Because a lot of times, like, when you feel like something might be off mentally, like maybe you feel like your anxiety or your depression is there, but you also don't want to seem like, Holly went crazy or whatever, you know. He normalizes how you're feeling. And I'm like, I even called him last week. I was like, I feel a little wonky still. He's like, totally normal. Again, and he used the frog in the boiling water analogy where he's like, you know, this situation is causing a lot of different sectors of work stress in different ways.
Right.
And so, Miguel, I think you and I talked about, maybe we didn't, or maybe it was an on-air discussion. We talked so much, I don't freaking know.
I know. I don't know. What we. There are several times where I'm like, was that the podcast? Was it on the air? Or was it, like, just in the studio? I don't know.
But I say that to say, like, we've talked before about how it's like, there's something going on, but I don't want to, like, you know, I don't want to take it to the next level if I can manage it or whatever. Right. But Dr. Upshaw is so good at meeting you where you are and being like, okay, don't worry. And even if it wasn't normal, he'd be like, okay, well, that isn't normal, but I can get you to a normal, or I can give you steps in order to go to a normal. Mm. And he just makes you not feel kind of crazy about it. I think that's a big detractor why people don't want to get mental help, because they just are scared about what it could mean. But what it means is that you recognize there's an issue and you want to work on it.
Everybody has something that can be worked on.
100%.
Every single person. I mean, it's sort of like going to the doctor. Like, you should be going to get your yearly checkup. You should be getting your teeth checked. You should be getting your mental health checked.
Yes.
All the time.
Yes.
Because you're constantly changing. Like now, we're in this new space that we don't know how it's changing.
Right.
And to me, it was sort of, I'm so glad we had some days off, because it sort of helped me sort of unplug from everything, mm-hmm. and it just sort of like take a step back, because when you're just in the rat race and you're just running, and you're not able to pull back a little bit and just sort of get some perspective. And I was able to see some friends that I hadn't seen since February, and you could just feel the tension on everybody being around each other for the first time since February. And chatting with people, people that are always just so mellow and low key and go with the flow, they're like, I don't know. Like, for the first time in my life, like, I've got no summer plans. My job is maybe in jeopardy. Or even though they're saying it's not, who knows where this is going to go, and it could be.
Right.
And so there's just this general feeling of anxiety that I think right now, if you're able to, you need to get some sort of perspective and to get it out.
Yeah. And during the break, because, you know, we were off for 5 days. And at first I tried, especially because we were off on Thursday first. And I was like, I'm going to, you know, at least keep up with what's going on, because that's mm-hmm. my job. And I don't want to come back on Tuesday blind.
Right.
Well, that lasted one day.
Yeah.
Because come Friday, I was like, whatever. Not looking at it. I'm just going to live my life. I had very few Insta stories. I, you know, was not like updating Facebook or Twitter, or like, I would look at TikTok as an escape, but not try to post content. Like, right. It was just, I guess what you were saying, I was getting perspective.
Yeah.
Of not being in this hyper focused, I have to provide information to everybody and I better be freaking right about it world that I live in.
I think that was my takeaways from our time off, is that, you know, we work in this world of, especially in our job, if I don't have a new Insta story up, if we don't have an Instagram post, if I'm not thinking about what the next big thing on the show is, then, like, girl, my life is over.
Do we even exist?
Right. Like, are you even there? And then I was like, you know, like, I felt like I was able to sort of get back to, how do I describe this? I always say that sort of like the engine that runs the show is sort of like my weird take on like how I see life. Mm-hmm. And, like, what I find interesting. And I felt like for a little bit leading up to our time off, like, nothing really looked interesting to me. Nothing looked, like, I was having a hard time coming up with stuff for the show.
Right.
Or finding, as corporate says, the paranormal in the regular life. Because I wasn't allowing myself a break from all of the sensations that we have thrown at us all the time. Mm. And this isn't just me. This is everybody. And I realized this when, I think it was Saturday, my boyfriend, he slept in, and I went downstairs, and I started reading the new Hunger Games book. It's like a prequel that came out last week.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, I'm super excited to read it. As I started to read, I realized that, and I've said this before, one of the reasons why I stopped reading so much is because I got through like the first paragraph and I got a CNN notification on my phone. I looked at that, went back to the book. I read another paragraph. A Facebook notification popped up. Went back to the book. An Instagram notification popped up. And I was like, we can't even, like, get our minds, like, together because this damn phone keeps going off on and on. And we're always felt like we're always told as a society, and especially for our jobs, that if you don't know what the new TikTok challenge is, if you don't know what the hot new trend on Instagram is, if you're not on this, then you are behind and you might as well just go ahead and quit. And I'm like, you know what? I feel like I want to take a different approach because clearly that wasn't healthy.
No, it's not. And it's still happening. And people are just stuck in that. You get sucked in. And then it's like, where's the exit?
Right. This is the time to do that.
Yeah.
And there is, I don't know if I agree with this quote fully, but I heard someone say that with all the time we have or we have had with stay-at-home orders and everything, if you've ever wanted to make a change in your life, now is the time to do it. And if you don't do it now, then you'll never do it. Now, I don't necessarily think that you have to, like, get something done now, that you have to, like, be, I'm action ready. But I do think that for every single person, if you are listening to this, you need to take some time to reevaluate your life and how you're living it and make sure that you are giving you are doing justice to yourself.
Right.
That you are living your best life.
Yeah.
Think about all the things that you do, all the things that you put into your mind, into your body, that you digest on a daily basis. Is it serving you or is it a distraction for you feeling and understanding who you are and what your purpose is?
Oh, but that's so hard.
It is. It's very hard.
What if you like to be distracted?
Then that's fine. Maybe you're one of those people that wants to put your head in the sand and like, I want to be on the rat race. That's okay, too.
Well, I mean, it's probably not going to be healthy long term.
No, it won't be. But just know that.
Yeah.
Just know that. And granted, I didn't go on any trips. I didn't do anything fantastical this Memorial Day weekend. I really spent a lot of time reflecting by myself in a quiet room. Or I went on a bike ride in downtown St. Pete early Friday morning. And I just rode down Central Avenue by myself. It was like 7 o'clock in the morning. And I just kept thinking, like, I've got to get out and just get a different perspective on life because I feel like I'm working myself to death.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you can't do that. So
this is why you're missing life.
Exactly. Because I'm so concerned about, like, who the fuck cares about the Instagram post that I'm going to do about what we did that was in Studio Funny. Like, you can't neglect your work.
Right.
But then you also need to just take a step back every now and then and make sure that you are feeding your soul with all the things that you're digesting.
And by the way, all this is easier said than done.
Absolutely.
And I understand that. And some maybe you're hearing this and you've never heard a message like this before and you're like, how do I do that?
Right.
But at least you're hearing it. Once you hear it, that's like the little seed mm-hmm. gets planted.
Mm-hmm.
And if you take away nothing else today, then you take away, I don't have to live the way I've been living if it's not serving me.
Boom.
You don't have to.
Nope.
Literally, nobody's telling you to.
No.
That's a hard one for me. I literally struggle with it. And I'm in therapy for codependency. And I still get sucked in because my mom is the one that is like that person for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a daily battle of, wait a minute. Is this me trying to make her life more comfortable to my detriment, or is this just a nice thing to do and I can do it because I feel like it?
Mm.
It's very hard. Like, or, it, you know, anything like that. You're like, okay, I have to get this Instagram post up, and maybe it is for your work, but it's like, what's your priority? Are you telling your kid that, like, you can't talk to them for the next 5 minutes because you have to get this post up?
Right.
Or are you like, I'll get to the post.
It'll get there.
Yeah. So those types of things, that's just from my perspective, but like those types of things in your life, and it doesn't matter who it is, because I used to be like, well, that's all fine, because I would read those inspirational memes that are like, you know, if someone is an energy vampire for you, if someone is sucking all the energy out, like, just, it's okay to, you know, take some time and block them off for a little bit. I'd be like, well, that's all fine and good unless it's your mom and she lives with you.
Oh.
So it's not applicable for me.
Oh.
Except it is. Mm-hmm. But,
for everybody.
But it's hard.
It is. It is. It definitely is. I mean, and I thought to myself, I'm like, you know, I want to take, you know, maybe if it's like once a month or whatever, just like one PTO day a month to just recharge and just sleep in and just have a day to myself to sort of just figure out what it is I want. And am I doing all the things I need to do to, you know, make sure that I'm living my best life? Because you only get one. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why I feel like that just keeps reverberating around my brain lately of mm-hmm. like, you only get one life. So are the things that you're choosing to do the things that you really want to be spending your time on? So when you are older and you're looking back at your life and you're like, whew, so glad I like made it to every meeting on time for work.
Damn. Didn't miss one.
Yes. Or I'm so glad I skipped work that one day to go kayaking with my friends that have always been inviting me to go. Why not?
Yeah.
Scott?
That is my biggest thing that goes around my head every day. It's like I have a fear that one day I'm going to be on my deathbed and it's going to be like, what did I do in my life? And did I live the life with purpose that I believe that for me, like the higher being designed me to live? And did I live in my happy state? And of course, like not every day you're going to be just in the best mood ever and everything's going to go your way. But what I'm really trying to do now is just putting little things throughout my day that I know will bring me joy. Like, for example, like today, I mean, I'm tired. I didn't sleep well last night. But, like, the one thing I'm looking forward to is, like, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to read. And I know, like, no matter what else happens, I'm going to get that little bit of time. And then I also put a post up on my Instagram. I was like, you know, we have 24 hours in a day. Find at least, and this could be, you could change it according to your life. But for me, the post went as, find like an hour, just 1 hour for self-maintenance.
Yeah.
So whatever that means for you. For me, today, that's going to be reading. And tonight, I'm probably going to do like a face mask and put on some essential oils and just, because that brings me joy. Also working out, I'm going to work out because I know after I'm going to feel great. Some people like to cook. Some people like to plant. Some people like to take a walk or call a family member. Whatever it is, just making sure that you're putting those little tiny things throughout your day. And I know a lot of the times you get overwhelmed. Like, I'm never going to find time for it. Well, then just practice setting aside like a couple minutes. Like, and that's why it's like I didn't want to even say an hour for it, because you'd be like, oh, an hour, that's a long time.
Yeah, that's a good call, though, because even if you can put aside a few minutes.
A few minutes, like three.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Even if you took 3 minutes and like maybe you just were like, let me just take some deep breaths. Take 10 seconds to breathe deeply and then smile for 3 of those seconds. You're only going to feel better. I don't see you walking away from that being like, oh, man, I feel worse.
And F so, these deep breaths.
Yeah, and so, and that's...
nobody's saying that.
Well, I talked about this in the beginning, I think, of this whole pandemic. It's like, I was going as hard as I possibly could with events and doing stuff for the show, but also my side hustles. And I remember at the end of it, right before like the everything flipped, I remember sitting in the kitchen and looking at Miguel and being like, I just feel like I'm not going at it the right way. Like, I just felt tired, exhausted, and frustrated at it, even though, like, that's my purpose. And I love what I was doing. I wasn't taking away what I should have been. And this whole thing has allowed me to, like, one, like you're just talking about, take a step back, realize that, yeah, like, I don't need to be working my A off 24 hours a day. Because you could look at it in different ways. Like, now I look at it as, like, when I take that hour to read today, I'm working my mind. Mm-hmm. I'm opening my imagination to new things.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean I have to sit there, write a blog out. It means I'm just finding different ways to create that creative outlet. And it's like, before, I wouldn't have allowed myself to sit down for an hour because that's too much time to not be working on something. And it would drive me nuts. And so whenever the new world comes to whatever that looks like, I hope, you know, for me and for anybody else, that it's like you allow yourself to just have those moments to realize that it's like, yeah, we're just talking about Instagram posts. Like, that post doesn't need to be up right there. Like, yeah, you could email them back if it's like, I set a date on my, like, time on my phone. Like, I get an email past, like, a certain time, I'm just not going to look at it. I just don't even check it anymore because, let's say it's that one that just stresses you out and it's, like, 7 p.m. You just throw off your night.
Yeah.
Now it's one time alone.
Oof, yeah.
Like, that could wait until the morning. Nobody's going to die because you missed a meeting. Like, it's going to be fine.
I mean, unless it's me emailing you, then you need to.
But when did you ever email? You don't email.
It'll get done. It'll get done. But you got to make sure you're taking time for yourself. Because, again, at the end of it, it's just going to be you.
Yeah.
That's true.
Your boss ain't going to be sitting there like, I'm so sorry. Like, no, you got yourself. Take care of yourself first. Everything else will be better because of it.
Good podcast, guys, on the way back from our little break.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the end of the week, we're going to be like, I'm so stressed out.
That's okay. We're going to have Dr. Upshaw again on next Monday.
Yes.
Mindful Monday.
Mindful Monday.
Yeah.
All right. It's not. We don't do times here.
No.
Podcast. Sorry.
No.
I heard the music and my mind immediately went into like show mode. And I was like, wait, it's 11:45. Holly, what's hot in Hollywood?
The lines are blurred.
Holly, what is your social media?
Radio Holly on Instagram and Twitter and also TikTok. And Holly on Hot 101.5 on Facebook.
Yeah.
At Scott Tavlin, ScottTavlin on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter.
Miguel Fuller, MiguelFuller. If you got a question or something or a shout out, you can always leave us an open mic on the Hot 101.5 app and make sure to leave us a subscribe.
Catch up on previous episodes of Miguel and Holly Uncensored now on the Hot 101.5 app or on iTunes on your smartphone.
It's Miguel and Holly Uncensored from Hot 101.5, made hot by Corona Beer.